Good morning. It's May 2nd. Our New Testament reading today is Acts chapter 10. I'm reading to you from Brother Harry Whittaker once again. I read. The day after Cornelius's men left Caesarea for Joppa, Peter, at the home of Simon the Tanner, was observing an extended day of atonement fast as a way of proclaiming before God that the problem on his mind of whether the gospel should be taken to Gentiles as well as Jews, and if so, how, was a most urgent responsibility regarding which he was sorely in need of guidance. The issue had doubtless already been raised with him by Saul during those 2 weeks of fellowship together in Jerusalem, about which we read in chapter 9. Had not the Lord Jesus worked no less than 3 very significant miracles, in all of which suppliant Gentiles had been healed, but every one of them at a distance? Then what could this mean for the apostles now continuing the work? When the Lord had said, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me, unto the uttermost part of the earth," had he merely meant the furthest corners of the land of Israel, since the same word means both earth and land, or the Jews scattered to every province of the empire, or Gentiles everywhere without exception or distinction? Then, too, there was the highly explosive issue which would inevitably arise if Gentiles were accepted into the faith. Were they all to meet together in social and religious fellowship? Since even believing Jews were so completely wedded to their religious food laws and all the additional procedural scruples insisted on by the rabbis, how could Jews and Gentiles possibly mix together? It was a headache of no small dimensions, and Peter knew he must pray and pray again about it. So at noon, in accordance with the faithful pattern followed by the patriarch David, Psalm 55 verse 17, and the beloved prophet Daniel, Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, and the Lord Jesus himself on the day of his crucifixion, the time of prayer was not neglected. The text almost seems to imply that from the rooftop Peter saw the approaching deputation in the distance, without, of course, realising that they were of special interest to himself. Even so, it was with divided attention that Peter knelt to give himself to importunity regarding this obsessive issue. For now his well-built frame clamoured for food. He would have eaten. Literally, he wanted to taste food. He'd be glad of a snack. But no, first things first. And he gave himself to prayer. Did he express his problem and his aspiration in the words of one of the Psalms? O, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. They, the believing Gentiles perhaps, looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. The young lions of Judah do lack and suffer hunger, but they, the Gentile believers, that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. And thus, with a little interpolation, Peter may well have adapted Psalm 34 to his problem and his prayer. And of course, his prayer was answered. Thank you for listening.